make a long story short, I grew up with this man. I separated for about 9 years. I lived in Northern California. He came back again after about 9 years. And my wife came first of all with him visiting us over from the church. And then I finally moved back in 1998. I say all this to say this. I've noticed over the years the progression and the maturation process in this man. I knew him certainly loved the Lord, and he was knowledgeable and so forth, but there seemed to be something there. There seemed to be kind of a holding back, some kind of like an excessive internal struggle within this man. And but over the years, of having prayed with him, I come here on Mondays and Fridays and prayed with him, and we say it all. Accepted me into his life. And what I've seen in this man is amazing. And I'm sharing this story with you because I think it is an application to all of us. This man had this inner struggle that I saw in him, that I noticed in him, it just melted away. This man has become more and more humble, more and more full of grace. I mean, this man is so graceful, so loving, so easy to know. I love him dearly. And his Holy Spirit just flows through him. Now, I say this because it's possible. We read in the scripture that Paul says, don't follow my example. Do what I do what I say, and so forth. And I think with Pastor Larry, we can honestly do that. As our pastor, he really is a true leader, a true man of God. And we can, in fact, follow his example. And what I see today, this grace, this humility that I saw develop in this man over the years, I see it up. Taste of it here again today with Duncan, for example. This willingness to be open. In our flesh, we kind of hold back. We're fearful. We're fearful of being found out. But when you cry out with passion, like our beloved pastor does, this man. Issues in my life, and I have fear. But so I have fear. I need to confess that when I do. My biggest fear is standing up there talking to you. I mean, like I used to say this before, but I know now, out on the street, arresting somebody who was some guy that I get down dirty with, and I'd handcuff. I mean, that was my life. 33 years. And I wasn't afraid of that. Because when the test up here, I feel so vulnerable up here. And so that's me. And seeing your faces, seeing the attention that you have on your faces towards me, the focus, listening, and the grace that you extend towards me, it encourages me. It strengthens me. That's going to go on. We know that we can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And believe me, I've been repeating the words all over again this morning. But, see, that's where it's a lot. We encourage each other by our lives. We encourage each other by what we say and do. What we do really is what really matters. It's what we say, certainly. I certainly know about communication. About communication. And I'm able to think about it before it takes it. I'll get it next week. I'll get into it. But one of the communication is, there's more to it. There's a giving. There's a receiving. There's an exchange. Just as God created Adam and Eve, and he walked with him in the garden. And I believe it was the incarnate Jesus Christ walked with him in the garden and communed with him. There was this free exchange back and forth. They understood him. They understood him. And God told him, in essence, that I've given you everything. These trees here are yours. Partake of any of these trees, except one tree in the center of the garden. The garden, under the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat it. Don't eat from it. For in that day you will surely die. Well, you know the story. Now we know that the serpent started talking to Eve. He said, "Did God really say?" The response was, you shall not eat from that tree, and you shall not touch it. Now, this point I'll bring out in greater detail next week, but the point is, we say, well, there's a miscommunication here. They've added to it. Well, and we can make fun of her, but the point is, she really did it. Because when you think about it, you better touch that up. You better touch that fruit in your hand. You better bring it to your mouth and you have to eat it. It was simply an expression that don't know what you're doing. When we get so near sin, so close to it, the temptation is we're done for. And so what happened was, when we partook, our first parents partook of that fruit, that communion with our Lord, it changed. And because of that change, our communion with him changed. What a sad story. I'll give you a foretaste here. For those of you who had you've heard the story before, bear with me. This has been around a while, but I'll tell you the story, a fictitious story. About this naturalist. And one day, he decided to go for a walk. And in his walking, he started to traverse through this hill, and he happened to notice this anthill. And he kind of tripped by it, so he sat down on a nearby rock and just watched these ants. The busy ants go to and fro here and there, all in a single source, a single function of providing for the survival of the colony. He sat there and watched it for hours. and see where I'm going with this. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ did with us. And that'll be the, I'm just catalyzing right now. This can be my next series. So sit on that and dwell upon it, because this will do it next week. This communication is vitally important. It's a fascinating subject. But you see, there's more to it than just speaking. There's got to be a receiving, there's got to be a sharing. It talks about the attitude of the heart. Not just blowing off when someone speaks to blow off, pay attention to them. You have to receive it. You have to identify with the words. You see? So that's our part. And this is where he spoke it to us. We've got to be able to receive it, understand it, and to obey it. Oh, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you, dear God, for the opportunity to come here, Lord, to join together in praise and in worship. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the opportunity, Lord, to just pour out our hearts before you, dear God, to take this time during the course of each week. We know that Sundays is the first day of the week, Lord. And what better way to start our week, Lord, than to be in your presence. Lord, my prayer is for me and myself and for all of us here, dear God, that we would just not just be here, Lord, but each and every day be mindful of you, Lord, throughout the day. Knowing, dear God, that you help us in a way, Lord. You've come down, Lord Jesus, from your royal throne in heaven, down from the glory to God to a miserable and sordid world. You took it on flesh. So you can identify with our needs, our sufferings, our wants, our desires, our uncertainties. That you can speak to us plainly, oh God. And take it upon yourself. You identify yourself so much, Lord, with us, that you took our sin upon yourself. And you bore the cross, the shame of the cross, scorning the shame, because of a joy set before you, knowing full well, dear God, what was to lie ahead. That you made our salvation in you from the very, before the very foundations of the earth, your God, you had our salvation in you. Oh God, what greater love, Lord, than what you displayed for us. And help us just to get over our shyness, our slothfulness, Lord, when it comes time to prayer. But we really engage, dear God, we really talk with you, Lord. It doesn't have to be fancy, Lord. It's just talk to you, Lord. And Lord, not just talk to you, Lord, but listen. Listen, dear God, what you have for us. Sometimes, Lord, I must confess there are long pauses. I speak freely, Lord, there are those long pauses that come from you. Lord, in those pauses, your God, there is an answer. You're simply saying, wait upon me. Trust me. I'm with you. I care for you. I provide all your needs. There's nothing that I can't do. Just wait. Trust me. Oh, God, you're abundant. All your provision, dear God, of ours for the asking, ours for the receiving, dear God. I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for my brothers and sisters praying, dear God. I ask that your blessings be upon them, that they go out today in peace and joy and safety, dear God. May your face shine upon them, dear God, as they go about their day. Bless them, dear God, and bless all their relatives, all their friends, dear God. Back here next Sunday, Satan's out of the garden.